Lollipop follows a young mum called Molly. She's just been released from prison and she is trying to regain custody of her two children in the care system. But she's in the catch of 22s because she can't regain custody of her children until she has a home. But she's only entitled to a one bedroom flat, so therefore she can't get her children back. And then she regains her friendship with her old childhood friend Amina. And they decide to take fate into their own hands. So it's got a lot of joy and a lot of love in it, but it is an important story to be sharing as well, because I think it really humanises often women who are dehumanised after coming out of prison, and shines a light on things that I had no idea how bad it actually can be in this country, with children going into care due to women going into prison.
And would you, in terms of, obviously you've done lots of acting over the years, where do you put this in terms of how big, you know, the role was and things?
I suppose it's up there. This, every job has its own special lesson in it and thing to celebrate. This is something I'm really, really, really proud of. And, you know, when you do a feature film, you have no idea when you start the amount of time that actually it goes into it. I mean, we shot this, I think, 3-4 years ago now. And so now it's ready for everyone to see it. So it's been a really amazing process to be a part of, because usually a job doesn't, you know, take this long, which is, feels really special.
And there's been some really nice comments from critics so far about, obviously, your role particularly, and also the film as a whole. That must be pleasing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it just feels very special that it's not just that people are seeing the film, they're really feeling the film. And, you know, I would say it's one to definitely take your tissues to go and watch, and allow yourself some time afterwards, you know. I've been getting some really lovely messages, you know, from people. And I think that's what it's all about, to be honest. And I hope it just sparks conversation, isn't it? Isn't it an amazing thing when you go and watch something in a cinema all together with people? You're really having an experience all together. Yeah, it's amazing. You can go and watch something at home, and it's great to do that, you know, on your own with the family. But to go to the cinema and to connect with other people, you're seeing people who don't know each other talk to each other about how they've experienced what they've just watched together, and that's really, really amazing.
And great that it's obviously a British film as well, which you don't see as many.
No,
these days.
It's very true, and it is proper British. It's very London. But this is a topic that affects us all over the UK. It is a regional story, but you can really feel the London element of this film, that's for sure. Very British.
And you were in the audience when the film was shown in Corby earlier this week.
It's part of the Escapes team, where with the BFI National Lottery funding, they put the film into 100 cinemas across the UK. And they were putting Lollipop on in Corby. And I just thought, well, I know I'm coming in to talk to you, Nick. And I just got my own ticket and went with my mum last night to just go and see the film. And it was really beautiful to see the response firsthand of how everyone's responding to this film, really resonating with it, really feeling it. And I just feel very proud. There's a lot of people that poured a lot of love into that, and now people are starting to really feel it, which is very special.
Fabulous. And I know you talked about Corby, there's going to be another screening in Leicester, I think.
That's right, yes. So once it hits cinemas, it will be out in Leicester on the 13th of June at the Phoenix, and then I will be going on the 16th of June for a Q&A screening, so I'll come and talk about the film afterwards, which is very exciting. And you know what's wild is that I'm going to be interviewed by a wonderful friend I went to college with, Chloe Kazishian, so I'm really excited.
Oh, brilliant. Fantastic. And it's actually in cinemas as a whole from the 13th, is that right?
13th of June, yeah. So we have our premiere on Thursday at the BFI on South Bank, but the official release for it to be across regional UK cinemas is the 13th.
And obviously you've got lots of links here in Market Harborough, having founded the Screen School Drama Group. Have you been staying in touch with those guys?
Absolutely. So Screen School has taken a small hiatus for now, but naturally with what's going on, but it is just a hiatus. And, you know, I saw some of my Screen School parents last night in Corby. I still keep in touch with everybody. I'd love to know how everyone's doing. It's really important to me to keep nurturing young talent, especially in Harborough, and supporting where I can. When I grew up here, I was part of the Market Harborough Youth Theatre, and that was such a crucial thing for me to have growing up. I didn't know anything else, you know. It was musical theatre, and so therefore I went on to train in musical theatre, and that's because I was very lucky to have the youth theatre, but I didn't know anything else. I didn't think screen acting was a possibility for me. I went to Parsnip, so I did some amazing straight plays with Claire Parsons in Harborough, and that's why I just felt it was really important when I came and decided to do this in Market Harborough about 4 years ago, to do screen acting, which is a very different beast. It is very, very different and very exciting. So I do hope to reignite that soon.
Brilliant. And I know you get a lot of support from the town as such, and people that obviously know you and know you through that, which is great.
It is. It feels very special to always know what home is.